Well, first of all, the customer sends us either a sketch or a piece of their fabric that they actually want reproduced. And what we have to do is transfer the image onto what we call the draft paper. And this is a piece of paper which looks rather like a piece of graph paper, actually. And onto this paper we design the fabric. In other words, we reproduce what the customer wants in the correct proportions onto this draft paper. And each tiny square represents where the warp thread crosses the weft thread. And this draft matches up with our Jacquard card system. And the machinery that we're using here today uses Jacquard's original invention of 1710 to reproduce the designs.
It's very much like the original computer, because the system that's used to actually produce the cloth, in fact, is very much like a computer readout, isn't it?
That's correct. Well, this was the beginning of all computerisation, of course, Jacquard's famous invention. And the design is painted out onto the draft, and the red squares which are filled in will actually be where the holes are punched, and the white paper that's left is the blank card. And we have to cut one Jacquard card for each row of squares in the draft. Now, some of these drafts, the one we're looking at here, actually only has 400 particular cards to cut, but depending on the length of the design, sometimes we have to cut 3,000 or 4,000 Jacquard cards just for one customer's reproduction. So we have to punch these cards one at a time on this rather ancient piano card cutting machine we have here. The card is placed in the slot, and the operator works the machine with his feet like so, and as he reads the card from left to right, the card is slowly fed in, and the operator presses the punches in and out as required by reading the red squares on the draft, like that.
Well, Richard, we've now moved out into the actual reeving shop, and this machine we're standing in front of, this to me looks like a traditional weaving loom, but somehow it's ever so slightly different.
Well, yes, this is a velvet weaving loom, and this fabric that we manufacture here is really quite unique in the United Kingdom. It's the only surviving loom to manufacture pure silk hand-cut velvet. And all the royal robes that have been used in our royal ceremonies since the turn of the century have in fact been woven on this very machine. The machines in this room were all built between 1810 and 1820. And they are now the only surviving machines in the country to make this type of material. This material that you see on the loom has just been woven to cover the Duke of Edinburgh's throne at the Houses of Parliament for the state opening.
How long would it take to weave a square yard of that material?
Well, the material on the loom is only woven 21 inches wide. This is the traditional width that it's always been made in. And we can only weave about 18 inches in a 9-hour day.
Well, Richard, I think we'll leave the weaving shop because it's very noisy and move into the comparative quiet of your office.
Yes.
But before we go, there's something I've always wanted to do at a mill, and you know what that is. Somebody's got some time to run up to you and say, "Hey, there's trouble afoot, Tuck Mill." Do you have trouble with the mill?
Yes, there's always troubles. We say here when everything is all right, there's always something wrong, and that's very true. But the skill involved in operating these machines, of course, is that of putting right the continuous little problems which crop up on these machines. And really, that's what weaving's all about.
Richard, we've just come out of the comparatively noisy atmosphere of the weaving shed. And as we walked out, I couldn't help but notice you had a couple of canaries. Now, are they pets or do they have another function?
Well, traditionally, the Huguenots who came over in the 1650s brought their canaries with them. And the traditional reason for this was that in the weaving rooms, when these looms were in the cottages, the noise produced by these looms was considered so ugly that the idea was to have anything up to 10 or 20 canaries alongside the loom. And the nature of a canary, of course, is to compete with any noise that's around it. And as you can see, these two canaries here are merrily singing away, trying to compete with the noise that's going on. And this was really a sort of music while you work adaptation of the canary. In fact, the Huguenots formed the first bird societies in this country.
In fact, what you're doing here, Richard, is basically to have, if you like, living history. Do you feel that you're not running a business enterprise so much as a living museum?
Well, I feel that the whole way of keeping this machinery in its condition that you see it here today is to use it. And what we're trying to do is run a commercial business here and also preserve this unique machinery. And I think the only way to preserve it is to use it as it was originally intended.
As you say, it's the only one of its type in the nation, if not in the world. Do you find that your workload is very heavy?
Well, we have enough work here to keep the small workforce that you see here today in action continuously. And these fabrics that you see being made here are for very important parts of the country, Windsor Castle, Buckingham Palace, Holyrood House, to name but a few of the royal commands that we have to fulfil here, and also overseas orders as well. Really, we're trying to make fabrics that people require rather than try and sell fabrics that people don't really want.
And of course, the nice thing is that the visitors to Castle Headingham here in Essex can in fact come and have a look at the mill.
Well, yes, we've tried to organise this small factory so that visitors to the village can come and see this unique process in operation, and we feel that it's very important that the public do see this in order to realise that what this part of North Essex was so famous for 150 years ago, this really was the main industry of the area.
Richard, can I say thank you very much? I'll, and thank you for letting me see your amazing mill.
Well, thank you very much for coming along.